Crazy, crazy dudes. Crazy, crazy dudes.
I have these two, I wouldn't say paintings, but I have a Lenny Bruce big poster thing and a Pauly Shore is Dead big poster thing. I need one of you guys to come over here and help me put it up because I can't get to it, motherfuckers. Anyways, I live in California. Where do you live? Where the fuck do you live? I live in California, and there's a weed store on the fucking corner. It's so fucking weird. You know, you go in there. They ask for your ID. I don't know why. I guess you can't be an illegal alien and fucking buy pot. You actually have to be from California or some shit. And there's two types of... there's two types of questions they ask you. Number one, they say, is this medicinal use or fucking recreational? Does it fucking matter? I guess if it's medicinal, you got to show a fucking a card or like some fucking thing from a doctor. And if it's recreation, you just go, yo, I just want to get fucked up, dog. Just want to get fucked up, dog. But it's just so weird. You know, it's just weird that you can just go into a store and buy different types of pot. And the pot isn't just like pot like you and I used to smoke back in the 80s, 90s and shit, or 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. It's like pins and vapes and pills and gummies and fucking ointments and shit you rub on your fucking balls. It's all different types of stuff. This generation's got it pretty fucking good, and they drive around in their fucking birds, and they're still doing a little side hustling. But yeah, I went there today and I purchased some, I don't know if these are, what are these things called? It's a dose pen. That's what it is. It's a fucking dose pen. And there's two different types, or there's actually three or four different types of dose pens, but the kind that I got is Calm. There's a Calm one, which you could just take when you want to be calm. And then there's one called Arouse. You know what I mean? Then there's the Arouse. And then there's these pills. They're called Delta something Tabletulis or some shit. And there's Soothe. And there's different pills. I got the Soothe one. There's also gummies. But we are living in a fucking wild-ass time where you can just do that shit. But, I'm sure people in fucking Iowa and fucking, you know, Nebraska hate me for this, but you guys will have it soon. Anyways, welcome to my podcast, or what I like to call it, me talking to you. I don't even know if this is a... When you say the word podcast, you feel like it's a... it's some sort of a... what is it? Like a show or something. I don't find this a show. I find this as a rant. It's Pauly Shore's Random Rants podcast. No sponsors... No editing, just me ranting to your ugly motherfuckers. Ugly motherfuckers. Anyways, that wasn't nice. That wasn't nice, dude. Take it back. Oh, shit. I'm losing followers. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Don't switch it out. But this is probably going to be the last rant that I do of 2018. What a fucking year I've had. I'll tell you that. What a year I've had. Jesus. I guess the saying is once you hit down, you got to fucking hit back up. I've had a crazy year with my mom's passing, my sister's passing, my friend Gary's passing, stuff with my siblings, which I can't get into right now. They might use it in a court of law. I don't want to fucking go there. You know, Your Honor, I just said siblings. They didn't say anything. But such is life. We all have shit. You know what I mean? We all have shit. Every one of us has shit. You know? But the main thing is, I've said this before, you got to be happy with where you're at this time. You know? Or just embrace it. Don't fight it. You know? Feel it. Accept it. Breathe it in. You know what I mean? But it's Dangerous times. Dangerous times. Kevin Spacey just did a video. I don't know if you guys saw it. It got over 4 million views or some shit. You know? I don't know. You got to just stay low. It's just, that's just the way it is. You got to stay low below the radar, bro. This Donald Trump has got us in a hoot of trouble down by the border. He wants to build a wall. I mean, fake news. Like, all this shit is so wild. I mean, I know you guys don't want to hear me rant about this shit, but fuck, dude. I mean, he said Mexico was paying for the border or the border wall. Remember all his fucking... He goes, who's going to pay for it? Mexico's going to pay for it. Who's going to pay for it? Mexico. The Mexican president's like, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit, Holmes. We ain't paying for shit, Holmes. You know what I mean? They ain't paying for that shit. No one's fucking... Mexican border's not fucking paying by the Mexican borders. Mexico wants those fucking illegals to fucking come over our side. I don't give a fuck. And I don't give a fuck if the illegals come over here as long as they're not fucking hurting anybody. But fuck. I don't even want to say the word Mexicans. Let's call them Spanish people. Spanish people want to come over here to our America. I think it's fucking awesome. As long as they're fucking cool. They want to sneak the fuck over, let them sneak the fuck over. You know, we all snuck the fuck over here. Every one of us. My grandparents were fucking from Russia. They probably fucking snuck the fuck over here. Who the fuck is Donald Trump saying? You know, his fucking grandparents probably snuck the fuck. His wife isn't fucking from America. And she came over here legally. Well, you know what? It's not that fucking easy to all of a sudden get a fucking visa. You know what I mean? So you sneak over, you get a job, you hang out at fucking Home Depot, you know, and you work your way up. But if they want to fucking come over here, come over here. You know what I mean? As long as you're not a criminal. There's criminals that are white. There's criminals that are black, Jewish, fucking Spanish, whatever. It's good people, bad people, right, you guys? Because that's how it is, dudes. But anyways, he wants... There's a government shutdown, as you know, which basically means, you know, you can't go to the fucking parks anymore. Can't go to the fucking malls anymore. You can't go to fucking, can't go to those monuments anymore. Who wants to go to those fucking monuments anymore anyways? Donald Trump's our president. I was at fucking, what was it? I was at, where was I? I was at, where the fuck? I was in Washington, D.C. when Obama was president. It's very peaceful. People were out there taking pictures in front of the White House, smiling. You know what I mean? There was like peace in the world. And then Trump became president. I went to the White House. No one could stand around. There was fences for miles. Tumbleweed. There was a black cloud over the fucking place. You know what I mean? And all you Trump supporters out there, I get it. I get it. I get why you like him. I get why you like him, you know? Tells it like it is. He says some fucking crazy ass shit. He was a star of Apprentice. But you know who's going to fucking take his ass out? The Rock. The Rock is going to take him out. Because even you people that support Donald Trump love the fucking Rock. You mean to tell me if Donald Trump and fucking The Rock run in 2020. I hope get impeached before then. But if he does run in 2020. You don't think those white rednecky people aren't going to vote for fucking The Rock? They're going to be like, God damn, man, that's the motherfucking Rock, dog. Shit, I'm voting for the motherfucking... His body's beautiful. You know what I mean? And then The Rock will be president, and he'll have Beto or some shit, or Beto, whatever his fucking name is, the white Obama from Texas, guy who speaks well and all inspiring and millennial. He fucking drives around a fucking bird. You know, Uber Eats. This guy, he'll be the running mate. And then The Rock is going to be like, oh, shit, wait, I got to do Ballers season 6. I got to get out of here. And he's going to take off. And then Beto will become the fucking president and we'll all be good. Here's the deal with Trump, you guys, all you Trump supporters. The problem with Donald Trump being our president is because he's a real estate mogul. And anyone knows anyone that's a motherfucking real estate mogul, is fucking scathy. You know what I mean? Because you're buying and selling property, you're taking loans out, you're going bankrupt, you're doing all this fucking wheeling dealing shit. You know, when you're a real estate mogul. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm in the fourplex right now in motherfucking Silver Lake. And don't try to find me, little bitches. Do you understand that shit? So anyways, by the way, this rant is pretty good. It's a pretty good rant. This is me just flowing, right? So now I don't know what I'm talking about because I fucking lost my train of thought. That's why I have no fucking listeners on this fucking podcast, whatever the fuck this thing is. But, oh, yeah, he's a real estate mogul. He's been buying and selling buildings in New York, fucking cheating and stealing and bankrupting, and he lost shit in fucking Taj Mahal in the fucking 90s, went bankrupt and shit like that. He's hiding shit in Russia and fucking China and all this stuff. He's got real estate all over the world. And when you're a real estate mogul, for those people listening, you're fucking scathy. You're scammy. You got like shit going on. You can't, you're hiding shit. So then you nominate this guy as our president. And if you're the president, you have to be what? Transparent. You got to fucking open up everything. Your taxes, your he's not that guy. Hence the problem. So you got fucking Mueller coming after him. Silent but deadly like a fart. And then after, you know, January 3rd or 4th or some shit, Nancy Pelosi is going to come in, the leader of the feminist movement, and get fucking start chomping at this guy's bit. And also the issue is fuck, what the fucking is the issue? So she's going to come in and she's going to, you know, go, oh yeah, here's the issue. This is what I don't understand. Bill Clinton got a blowjob from Monica Lewinsky and literally almost got impeached. Donald Trump has done so many fucking crazy shit. Forget his rhetoric and the way he speaks and how rude he fucking is. You know, shouldn't be that disrespectful. You know, all those fucking things. Makes good TV though. I love watching him. Don't get me wrong. But again, I lost my train of thought. God damn it. So, anyways, my point is that he's done and said some really gnarly shit, and they're going to go after him. And then they're going to go after to impeach him. And then he's going to quit because he's going to be like, fuck you guys, I try to help you out. Peace, I'm out. And then he's going to wind up in Russia and he's going to be grabbing pussy with fucking Putin in Russia. And that's where he'll wind up when he's 80 years old. And then the feminist movement is going to fucking come awry. And then I'm going to fucking move to Russia and grab pussy with Trump over there. Because you're going to get worse shit out here. You know, our country's so divided now. Ever since Obama became president, all the swamp people went back into the swamps and said, fuck it, man. We're going to give the color guy a chance. And then Trump comes down the escalator saying, hey, well, you know the fucking story. Times have changed, motherfucker. Times have changed. You know? Just trying to stay below the motherfucking radar. You know what I mean? Just a tweet away. That's what people are, just a tweet away. You people that aren't famous, that no one knows, you know, just stay that way. I got a lot of groceries today, by the way. You know, I think that's what life is about. I'm going to take some water right now. Excuse me. Excusez-moi. Did I tell you this is my last rant of the year? Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm still doing this fucking dumbass podcast. Everyone's got a fucking podcast. You don't want to hear my stupid ass. Anyways, I was at Gelson's this morning in fucking Silver Lake. It was actually across the street from the Trader Joe's that got shot at this fucking year. You know? Jesus Christ. And it was nice. I went to the supermarket early and I bought about fucking $350 worth of groceries. I live alone. And I didn't even buy that much stuff. Maybe because I bought 10 bottles of vodka. No, I'm just kidding. That's funny. You ever go to grocery shopping? You're like, why is it so expensive? Because you got 6 bottles of wine, you fucking asshole. No. But I filled up my tank with gas. I got groceries. I cleaned my car. Isn't that what life's about, you guys? You're able to buy groceries for yourself. You clean your car for like $25 if you buy some Altoids. And what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, I fill up my tank with gas. I always put 87. You know, there's 87, 89, and then premium. It's a fucking lease. I'm not putting fucking premium in. At least I put a premium in my 69 Roadrunner that I've had since 1994, since I did In the Army Now, which is on Netflix right now. God damn it. Thank you, Netflix, for licensing my film. But I'm staring at my groceries right now. I got some cranberry juice, which is good. Hold on. I'm going to take a sip of that shit. Hold on one sec.
Speak amongst yourself, dumbasses.
I went to a new Korean spa tonight. It's what my life consists of now. Korean spas. I've been going to spas my whole life. My dad started taking me to spas when I was little. Sammy Shore, 91 years old, in Vegas. Suzanne, his wife. It's kind of like he's living in an old folks home, but it's his home. I love Suzanne. Suzanne's my stepmother, right? My other mother. And she takes care of him. And she loves him. We should all be so lucky to have a Suzanne when we get elderly. That's where Ali Boo Boo comes in, dude. Anyways, I got a lot of groceries, and again, that's what life's about. If you can afford groceries, $350 worth of groceries, you can fill up your fucking tank of gas. My Range Rover, that's leasing. The lease is up next month, by the way. And you could wash your car, $25, because I got Altoids. I think things are fucking good, looking good for me. Those are the simple things in life, the little things. I was in Vegas these last couple of days. We all know when you go to Vegas, you don't want to come home and go out. You want to come home and relax. Just relax. Watch the game. It's on my big, I got a big fucking TV, dude. Things are looking good for me. You know, you get a big TV. My heater's working in here. I got my groceries in there. I got Antonio, my masseuse, coming over. He's going to fucking rub my fucking little squirrely ass body. I think my life is okay right now. You know what I'm saying? Because here's the deal. It's Saturday night. Silver Lake, a block away, there's bars popping, fun, nice people, good-looking people, hipsters. They all give me hugs. They see me. They're like, there's Pauly Shore. Hey, Pauly, what's up? I'm like, hello, hipsters. But, excuse me. Sorry. But the issue is, and this is an issue, if you go out on a Saturday night, you're going to want to what? Have a drink. I don't want to fucking have a drink. I was just in Vegas for three days. Had a couple drinks over there. Oh, you know who I saw in Vegas, which was pretty cool? It's Dave Grohl. I don't know if you guys know who fucking Dave Grohl is. He was in the band Nirvana in the 90s. And now he's in the Foo Fighters. And he invited me to his 50th birthday party. Thank you, Dave. Gave me a big hug. We hung out for a while. He was pretty buzzed. I was kind of buzzed. We were at Tao. We didn't plan to meet there. I just bumped into him. And when entertainers of our level bump into each other, there's nothing but love and respect. I met Dave Grohl at the MTV Music Video Awards back in the early 90s when I met Kurt Cobain and a couple other guys from Nirvana. The tall guy, Andrew something, I think his name is. And I don't know. We're both very lucky. We're both very lucky that we were on MTV back then. I was on a little bit before him. I was on in the late 80s when MTV was MTV. God damn it. I had fucking hit the jackpot in my 20s. 100%. Willy Wonka. Willy motherfucking Wonka. I got the golden ticket. It was pretty much fucking... I don't know what to say, dude. I fucking rang the motherfucking bell. And now here I am. Walking the earth in the fourplex. Living to tell the stories. God, life has been good to me. Very fortunate. I thank you so much for all those people listening. And all those people that have... Or that I've touched, that touched me because I touched them. Am I allowed to say that, or is that too... Hashtag me too. But you know what I'm saying. I've made my mark out there. It was a skid mark, but it was some sort of a mark out there. It's a different game now. Everyone's playing it. I always said the good part about the internet is that anyone can put their shit out there. The bad part about the internet is what? Anyone can put their shit out there. And you people, you eat it up. You know, you love the Kardashians. You love these Instagram models. You love these YouTube stars. These YouTube stars. I got 10 million followers. Okay. And then you watch it and you're like, okay. But, you know, they have followers. And that's how it is. I'm going to lie down. All right now. Well, I'm not really doing this for followers. I'm doing it to keep connecting to you people. I got to burp one sec. Got to keep connecting to you guys. And here we are. CNN is so funny, dude. They're crazy. I saw a fucked up story on there the other night. I think it was last night. There's this black dude. He's on his cell phone in a fucking hotel. And white security guards went in there and kicked him out. And he was staying at the hotel. And basically, if he would have resisted and said, fuck you, I'm staying at the hotel, he would have gotten arrested. Obviously, CNN is telling the CNN version, which is, you know, basically another racist, you know, white people against black people story. I bet if Fox was telling that same story, they'd be like, he went crazy in the lobby and he was fucking doing rap music and, you know what I mean? It's just insane. When I was growing up, news anchors used to what? Just tell the fucking news. They wouldn't give their fucking dumbass, stupid-ass opinion. Now it's like, oh, CNN, just fucking rags on everything. Fox just rags on everything. Why don't you fucking rag on your dumbass selfies, you stupid bitches? Just say the fucking news. So divided. It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. We're fucking one race, the human motherfucking race. We're not blacks or whites or Jews or this or that. We're all fucking, it's terrible. But I guess, you know, it's kind of like cell phones, you know, and the internet. It's like, this is the world we're living in. That's why it's good to stay below the radar. You know what I'm saying? Just stay below the motherfucking radar and just be happy you're not incarcerated and you don't have any diseases where you're going to fucking die. People get brain cancer and just fucking die, dude. And you don't know. People in the doctor's like, well, I don't know how to get it. Well, thanks. My friend Gary died of brain cancer. I went and got a fucking MRI on my fucking brain and made sure. Because you never know, dude. Maybe you can get that shit in time. Life is just weird like that, huh? It's just... got up there, he just got a little wand and he just hits our heads. You're gonna die, you're gonna live, you're gonna live, you're gonna die, and that's it. You know, that's why my dad, 91 years old, he's got to be looking around going, fuck, I got an extra 10 years out of this shit. I'm Because I said to him, like, Dad, let's go. He's like, for what? I'm good. I'm just going to chill. You know? But that's how it is, man. That's how it motherfucking is. So, that being said, this rant's kind of coming to a head. I think I've ranted enough for my last rant of 2000. What year is it? 2018. One other thing before I send you bitches off to fucking to New Year's. A couple other things. Maybe my rant's not over yet. I talked to my brother Scott tonight, which was nice. We talked for a little bit, probably about 15 minutes, talking about how back in the day we used to go to the Playboy Mansion for New Year's. Hugh Hefner's dead. He's not with us anymore. And my friend Darren bought the Playboy Mansion. This good buddy of mine, Darren Metropolis, bought the Playboy Mansion, yet he hasn't invited me once to the Playboy Mansion. Yet he's my friend, and Hugh Hefner always invited me to the Playboy Mansion, and I didn't know him that well. What does that tell you, Darren? Darren, invite me and my friends to the Playboy Mansion. But then again, it's not the same. I went to a Hugh Hefner auction. I went to a Hugh Hefner auction in, whatchamacallit? I don't know, it was about a month ago. And it was so weird and sad. I think I've talked about this on my podcast. It was so weird and sad that, he's gone. Hugh Hefner's gone, and all his things, his pajamas, his slippers, his hats, his robes, they're auctioning all that shit off. And it was just sad because it was the end of fucking that time. It was like saying goodbye. You know, Scott Baio was there. He was crying. You know, I was crying with him. Oh, don't let it go. But, yeah, it was... It was bittersweet. Because those were some fun-ass times. Playboy Mansion back in the 90s, 2000s. It was, We have to create our own Playboy Mansion. But now because of iPhones and fucking videos, it's not... You gotta do is Dave Chappelle, the comedian Dave Chappelle, what he does is if you go to see his show, he makes you put your iPhone in a packet and they lock it. They give it to you, but they lock it. So maybe that's what we do. We do a Playboy kind of party in a mansion and you leave your cell phones in a packet so everyone can kind of be themselves and not Instagram and not Snap and not fucking do any of the videos, and it's just private. Maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe that's what I'll tell my friend Darren. Darren, if you're out there, invite me and my friends to the Playboy Mansion. I'm watching the Golden State Warriors and fucking Portland Trailblazers basketball game right now, and Golden State is fucking killing Portland. Anyways, I was going to say something, but I forgot what I was going to say, which is why I have no listeners on my podcast, because I don't have a producer keeping me going in a way that's going to engage my audience. Oh, man, that's not cool, dude. Kevin Durant, what's up, dude? So... All right, I forgot my train of thought, which is a great way to end this fucking rambling bullshit. All right, hit me on polyrants@gmail.com. I read all the emails. I think I kind of do. Also, follow me on Instagram, which is Poly Shore, Snapchat Poly Shore. Check me out at the just go on my website for tour dates if you want to see my ugly ass on stage. PolyShore.com. And I'll be doing shows in Arizona in a couple weeks, then Corpus Christi. And then I'm going to be filming this film, The Guest House, or Guest House, starting end of January. So I'll be doing that. And, yeah, that's what I'll be doing. And have a great New Year's. Be safe. Enjoy. And another thing, and then I'll end with this. Whoever you're with that person. And be appreciative that you're with that person. Whether you're in a relationship or whether you're with buddies. Whether you're by yourself or whether you're with family. Just be happy you made it another year. Look at what you have, not what you don't have. You know what I'm saying? Keep your chin up, kid. I'll see you next time on Pauly Shore's Random Rants podcast. Bye.